good for us. And we always in this position. What we want our good is enjoyment. The character of enjoyment is strongly present in us, which is a opposite, reverse quality of it. Of attaining real good. Real good cannot be attained by enjoying. It must be given up first. We wish to enjoy or satisfy our senses. Eyes, nose, ears, mouth, tongue, and all other senses, the enjoyment of those senses is very dear to us and we think very good for us. This feeling is very comfortable for us, for our sense enjoyment. So we are feeling that it is very good. Arrangements have been done that we have been accommodated in this family. But anukullasya sankalpam pratikulla vivarjana. It is advised to accept what is favorable for our purpose of attaining real peace, real good, or service of God. What is this? Anukul, favorable. To live in such luxurious place? Comfortable place? No. The opposite. Very much delicious dishes is not our favorable dishes. Everything must be controlled. Not only the sexual satisfaction, but also every enjoying thing must be controlled first. But if you wish that both enjoyment and service work at a time, that's not perfect. The success will be delayed and murdered. And controlling of senses, among the controlling, there is one which is very strictly prohibited to attain the service of God. That should be very strictly. So we must accept which is our real good and accept the doctrine which is our favorite. We are not the persons who have controlled their senses, which we want to deal with, like them, then it will not be good for us. So, anukul, which is favorable, must be accepted first. We should anukullasya sankalpa pratikula and which is not favorable, which is rather harmful must be late, must be late, must be short. This is the order. Rakshasuriya, Vaishnavas and the sisters. So, we are thinking that we have, this is the place fit for our sadhan bhajan and practice, devotion. Is it that? However, let us try what has been allotted for us. In this position we have accepted, we must not forget our own aim, what we are aiming. We have come to Govardhan. We should first of all get the knowledge. What is this place? What do you mean by Govardhan? Go means senses. Vardhan means increasing. Go means cowing. Vardhan means increasing. Go ka bahut se artha hai, lekin गोवर्धन का मतलब क्या है? यहाँ पर कहा गया है हम लोग का अपना इंद्रिय का आवर ओन सेंसेस टू बी सेटिस्फाइड हियर इट इज नॉट इंडिकेटेड बाय द वर्ड गोवर्धन द काउज और द सेंसेस finding a concept of the Kavya concept of Krishna. The Kavya is entertained here highly. Not our senses to be entertained here, but the senses of Krishna should be entertained. Here, Krishna, took the shape of this Govardhan. Though it is to us a hill, but according to our scriptures, it is not like a hill, but it is Krishna himself. On the other hand, it is called servant, the great servant of Krishna. These two forms are in one form. So Govardhan is called Govardhan, and also it is regarded as Krishna himself. Govardhan, though unka sarup hai, ek sarup mein unko Bhadidas bola jaa raha hai, dusra sarup mein unko Krishna bol ke abhinna Krishna se Krishna hi hai, aisa hi कहा गया। तो दो चीजें होते एक तो हो गया होगा एक वस्तु को दो कैसे हम लोग मानते सेवक और शिक्षक दोनों एक ही साथ में है ऐसी है जब हम लोग का बुद्धि शुद्ध होगा तब हम लोग का मालूम पड़ेगा अभिन्नत्वात् द टैलेंट और द पोटेंसी of God and God Himself and Lord Krishna. Now, inseparable. The close is connected. When there is close connection, the closest connection, then it is the greatest position. Rasa. Rasa means the connection by the connection, the pleasure attained by God is called rasa and the devotee. Here is the connection of the birth. And not only with this Govardhan servant, but also with the closest potency. Sarvashakti, Rajini Shakti, the connection of the Rajini Shakti and the best form of Rajini Shakti is displayed here. So it is a very important place regarding Rasa Tattva. And it is a place of the most elevated devotee, not for the ordinary and the lowest devotee. We should try to understand it according to our capacity, according to our power. It is the best place, but we should not misunderstand this place. This is not a place of enjoyment of our own senses. Those who are conscious of Lord Krishna play here. This is their dearest place. So we should regard this most heartily and sincerely and not to enjoy it. We have come here to serve, not to enjoy. What are you doing? There are those most important places where Krishna and Radharani with his Sakhi Sar Krishna high. They Sar Krishna. They did not enjoy Krishna. Krishna is enjoyed. But they are not enjoyed. Only here. Hum hi sarva jagannam bhokta cha purve bacha. The power of enjoyment only possessed by him and not by the potency. When potency or the Shakti wishes to enjoy the possessor, it is wrong in that one. That is not bhakti. That is not devotion. Service to be done to the Lord Krishna. All are service. lady servant, male servant, whatever they may be. In teachers, everything belonging to this whole universe, not only in transcendental world also, everyone is sadness. They are not enjoyed. Krishna is the greatest, is the only enjoyer. Only he. He is just it. Sarva Jugana Vidhita Asumacha Prabhuri Vasa. Then, it is very difficult for us. If we are not enjoyed, if we do not enjoy anything, why should we start it? This is question, an important question on our part. When we are fettered by Maya. We can do that thing by which our senses and physical body and mind, etc., can be enjoyed. We wish to hear the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis. For what sake? If it is for our own enjoyment of mind, or enjoyment of our senses, then it is not devotion. हमारे बहुत अच्छा लगता है भगवान की कथा सुनने की सुनने का बहुत अच्छा है क्यों अच्छा लगता है किस लिए अच्छा लगता है दो वृत्ति से अच्छा लगना भूल वृत्ति से और सेवा वृत्ति से भूल वृत्ति से जब अच्छा लगेगा तब ये भक्ति नहीं होगा होगी उसको तो निंदा किया है उसको बंद करना चाहिए सेवान्मुख सेवा वृत्ति हम लोग को होना चाहिए सेवा किया किसी को सुख उद्देश्य होना चाहिए यदि हम अपना सुख उद्देश्य करके भगवान की कथा सुनते वो भी भक्ति नहीं होगी वो भी भोग हो जाते अपना भोग करके हम सुनने चाहते हैं वी आर वेरी मच ग्लैड टू सी द see in three Krishna Lila and in TV, etc. Why do not come to see Lord Krishna belonging to the Raghunath Das Goswami. Seeing Lord Krishna will be served by Raghunath Das Goswami is not so delightful to us. But the figure, but the shape of Lord Krishna which we see in this film screen, etc., I'm very delightful to us. Why? What is it called? Those things cherishes our senses for which we are delighted. But Raghunath Das Goswami is spiritual. He is serving Lord Krishna. He is serving this Govardhan Deep. He is serving this Govardhan Deep with one Tulasi leaf and a water, little water. There is no ornament, there is no fine clothing, etc. No delicious food. But Krishna is present there. But we are not delighted. at this Krishna. This is our position. Let us try to give up the habit of enjoyment and proceed in the path of devotion. Thank you. Manchara.
In his prayer, Arup Goswami Pat says, Karuna Karumai, Karuna Bharite, Sanaka Sanatan, Vannat Charite. The glories of Srimati Radhika cannot be described by any ordinary personality. And he said that Krishna is Sar Shaktiman, all powerful, and Srimati Radhika is his potency. So the introduction of Shaktiman can be given only if there exists a Shakti. Radha and Krishna both are one. But for the Leela Vilas, for manifesting their pastimes, they have taken two forms, Radha and Krishna. Because in one form, there is no possibility of Leela. The expansions of Srimati Radhika to give pleasure to Krishna. In Vaikuntha, she serves as Lakshmi, and in Dwarka as Mahishi, queens of Dwarka. There are numerous stories about the appearance of Srimati Radharani in different cults. It is said that we heard from Maharaj this morning that this time Srimati Radhika took birth at Raval, and in different cults she takes birth at Barsana. And there is also one story regarding her birth at Vidhyachal. It is said that when Himalaya and Vidhyachal, these are two famous mountains and they are brothers, and Himalaya worshipped Brahma and got a boon, and the boon of a beautiful daughter, and that daughter was married to Shiva. And then seeing this, Vidhyachal also thought that he should also worship Brahma and get more beautiful daughter. So he worshipped Brahma and get the boon of two daughters, and the daughters were Radharani and Chandravali. When it was near about the time when Krishna appeared, and Putna was sent by Kamsa to kill the child who was within 10 days. So when Radharani Putna came to kill the daughters of Vindhyachal, she took Radharani and Chandravali and was flying over the sky. And when she was flying over Barsana, Raval, that one of the daughters, Radharani, was dropped in a pond on a lotus flower, where this Bhanu found her later and brought her in his home. Also, Prabhupada explained the meaning of Aradhana, that how Krishna worships Srimati Radhika. Aradhana means samyak roop se dharan karna. He bears, he serves her with wholehearted feeling. And also Aradhana means that Krishna worships her. Also Brahmaji, Shiva and all the great sages are hankering for the darshan of Srimati Radhika's lotus feet. Now, I'll try to explain something what Rasanand Prabhu said. He explained the meaning of Radha, the name Radha, in very beautiful ways. One meaning explained that she gives perfection. The perfection incomplete, which is to get the service of Krishna under the guidance of Srimati Radhika in the Manjari form. Also he said Ra means Dan or charity or donation, and Dha means Bhakti. So Radha, this name Radha gives donation or charity of bhakti. Also Radha means which nourishes the Krishna's pastimes. Because in one form, the Leela cannot take place. So there are numerous forms and car views of Srimati Radhika to please Krishna. There is one story that how Radharani appeared from the body of Krishna. He was standing under a tree and it was seen by demigods, and then suddenly the left portion of his body started shivering, and a very beautiful girl at the age of 16 appeared. Then he said that Ra means Ras, which appears from Ras, and Dha means Run. That Radharani appears from the Rasa, and Dha means that she makes beautiful garlands of flowers and run after Krishna. Also he said that in Barsana, Krishna who provides Rasa or pleasure to everyone is also hankering for Rasa. This place Barsana is a place where Krishna comes, never come in the form of a male. He always come as a female, either as Sam Sakhi or Sri Gardner or Malani, etc., etc. I found that here Brahmaji is worshipping Srimati Radhika in the form of a mountain, and he is our Adi Guru in this Brahm Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we have to imbibe the feelings of Brahmaji, that what feeling he is having for Srimati Radhika's service. Then he explained that how different sages prayed for the service of, for taking birth in Braj. He said that Brahma is aspiring for taking birth as a small train.
Blade of grass.
And then he thinks that, oh, and he laments that what aspiration I am having now. It is not fit for me. I am not fit for this. These all blades of grass and everything in Braj is a manifestation of Krishna's internal potency, Kaya view. Therefore, I am not fit to be even a blade of grass. And then he thinks that, let me become a stone at the boundary of Braj, and the sweepers of Braj come and sit on me and place his foot on me. Shivji is also trying to get entry into Braj. But once when he tried to enter into Rasa, he was punched by the gopis. We see that Uddhavji also worshipping at Uddhav Kund, and he even wants to get even a particle, single particle. It's not that dust particles, but a single particle of the feet of gopis. Also, we have seen Narad Kund, where Naradji is also performing worship. There is one pastime narrated by Rasanand Prabhu, who said that when once Krishna was waiting for Srimati ji, and he was becoming very restless that why she has not come. And then the Sakhis told him that she will only come when he chant the mantra Ram Radhikaya Nama. And then Ram. And then he started chanting, sitting in the kund. But then she didn't turn up, and then he asked the Sakhis why she is not coming. And the Sakhis said that you are not chanting this mantra with your wholehearted feeling. Then again Krishna started chanting the mantra with wholehearted feeling, but still she didn't come. And then they said that she will not come only by this mantra. You have to chant the Naam Sankirtan, Radha Naam Sankirtan, along with this mantra. And then along with all the gopis, he started chanting this Radha Naam Sankirtan. And then Radharani was witnessing all this event, hiding behind a bush, and then she came. Whatever is missed will be spoken by Ayur Maharaj. Once a couple of times, I can pass into the way.
अब शाम हो गई, ठंड लग जाएगी, सबको हमको भी शाम भी
इसलिए रात में त्रिविक्रम महाराज जी पाठ करेंगे और यदि किसी को कहेंगे कुछ कहने के लिए तो वो कहेगा। मेरी इच्छा थी कि 4 बजे आप लोग आ जाएं, तो 4 बजे नहीं आकर के आप लोग 5 बजे 6 बजे आते हैं।
नहीं, 4 बजे आए थे, आपने मना कर दिया, मेरे पास कोई मौता ना।
4 बजे आ जाओ, जस्ट कम हियर एट 4। कल बाकी जितने वक्ता हैं, शुभानंद जी हैं और ये क्या नाम है,
हम चचा गुरु जी, चचा गुरु हैं,
श्याम जी है, नवीन जी हैं और सब लोग इसके संबंध में कुछ बोले। और आज जैसे त्रिविक्रम महाराज जी अवसर देंगे तो ये लोग बोलेंगे। रात में मैं अभी जाकर के विश्राम करूँगा। वन थिंग आई वांट टू टेल, रात धातु।